Okay, so we're going to talk about the Korban Talmud. Okay, so we have Perach of Ches, Parshas Pinchas, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Tzavas B'nei Sov Martel Hemes, Korbani Lachmi Li Yishai, Rech Nechachli, Tishmu Lachmi Li B'mado. You have to, Shem says, to command the B'nei Yisrael to bring my Korban. So bring sheep, two every day. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. Right? So there's a mitzvah bringing the Korban Tamid. Is this the first time? Is this the first time that the Torah commands us about the Korban Tamid? Any thoughts? So where are most of the Korbanos mentioned? And what parshas? Is it this parsha? Are there other parshas where what? Vayikra and Tzav. Okay, right. So Vayikra, Tzav, Tzav. Okay. So first of all, a lot of the korbanos are in Vayikra and Tzav, right? Like the korban Ola, korban Shlavim, korban Chat. There's many korbanos, but not the korban Tamid, and specifically the korban Tamid has already been commanded in Parshas Tetzaveh. I already have it in Shmos Chav Tes. V'zeh asher tasa mizbech kvasim b'nei shana shnayim leyom tamid. Ez hakev zechad tesev v'bokav ez hakev zeshin tesev b'en harbayim. V'yisro on solos balu b'shemen kosis revis reva ahin, etc., etc. So we already mentioned the mitzvah to bring a korban tamid. Number in Parshas Tetzaveh. Number two, it's not found in Parshas Vayikra or Parshat Tzav. It's found in Parshat Pinchas. Why do you think the Korban Tamid is, I guess, repeated here again? And why is it not mentioned in Vayikra or Tzav? Any thoughts about that? Vayikra and Tzav list a whole bunch of Korbanos. Why not Korban Tamid? Right, and also, why is it repeating? We already have Parshas Tetzaveh. Fine, you don't have an answer to that. I'll ask you another one. I'm going to go through another one here. What's happening now in Parshas Pinchas? Like, what's going on in the history of the Jewish people right now, around this time?
They're getting ready to go into.
So two big events. Number one is they're ready to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and what else?
They're ready to do battle with the Amalek.
Battle with Amalek. No, Amalek. That's Amalek. I think that's later.
No, you're right. Who?
I mean, there's Midian they have to, but right. So, but number one is right. If you look in this is so. Let's see what events are right before this. So let's read what events are immediately prior to the Korban Tamid. Midbar Chavav. Right, Aleph, Vayhi, Achara, Magifa, there was a plague. Vayomer Shem Moshe, Elazar, Ben Aaron, according to Mort. So Shem says to Moshe, Elazar, Ben Aaron, because Aaron had died. Suas, Rosh, called Das Yisrael, Ben Yisrael, Ben Asim, Shin of Amala, count all the Bnei Yisrael from 20 years and up. Right, and then Vayomer Moshe, Elazar, according to Son, Baros, Moav, Vayde, Yerichol, and more. So they're already by the Jordan, right next to Yericho. So they're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. Then we have the story of the daughters of Tzlavchad and Perach of Zion. And immediately before, right? Immediately before Korban Tamid, because Korban Tamid is Perach of Ches, immediately before Korban Tamid, what is Hashem to Moshe in Pasuk Yud Beis? Vayomer Hashem to Moshe, Ale El Har HaAvarim, Hazer Ureyas Aretz Asher Nasati, Livnei Yisrael, go up to Har HaAvarim, and you see the land, Ve'isa Osa, should see if in Esav to Lamecha, you're going to die. Gamatal, you're also going to die. Kasher Nesav, Aaron Achit, just like your brother died, you're also going to die. By the Baruch Moshe Hashem Lemor, Moshe tells Hashem, Yifkod Hashem Elokei Ruchos, God should appoint someone, right? Al Ha'idah, you should appoint a new leader. And then Hashem says to Moshe, okay, take in Pasuk Yud Ches, take Yoshua, right? Binun, Ish Asher Ruach Bo, and Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayismoch Esudav. So he appoints Yoshua. So if I were to ask you the two significant events they're going on now is number one, they're about to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And significant event number two is Moshe is about to die, change of leadership, right? And in this context, Hashem commands the Korban Tamid. Okay? So number one, So what, any thoughts now? Why is it mentioned now? The Korban Tabi now? Maybe?
Well, that's a lot of change otherwise.
What?
It's a lot of change.
A lot of change. So therefore, yeah, that's what to do with the Korban Tabi. So you need consistency. So in other words, well, you're saying that because we're going to Eretz Yisrael, a lot of change, you need to make sure that you make sure you bring the Korban Tabi day in and day out. Okay? They already commanded to tzaveh. Presumably they were bringing it throughout the desert, right? So they're repeating it here. So the Ramban, I should share with you three ideas. Okay. The Ramban says, "V'tam tzaveh b'nei Yisrael amartel hem ki as korban ilachmi." So why is it commanding them now? Ki acharei she'amar la'ela techlek haaretz, because after he said that you're going to divide the land, Siva Lashlim Torah Sakarbanos, Shiaske Mars. So he's going to tell them now all the Karbanos, they're going to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. Kiba Midbar. So what are they offering in the desert? Lohi Kriva Hamusafim, Kamoshi Skarti Beseder Emor El Akodim. Okay? Lohi Nishai Vu Binisachim Ba Midbar. So according to Ramban, in the desert, right? What else is in Parshas Pinchas? All the korbanos for all the holidays, all the korban musafs, okay, and all the libations. They didn't do that in the desert. They did bring the korban tabin in the desert. That's why we have it in Parshas Tetzaveh. But now they're about to enter the Eretz Yisrael, and now Hashem's commanding all the korbanos that have to bring in Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, and then the last line of the Ramban, Vahechel kam min hatamin. We begin with the korban tabin. And even though it was mentioned in Parsha Tetzaveh, we want to include all in one Parsha. In other words, it's true, it was already in Parsha Tetzaveh, but once we're mentioning now, you're about to enter Eretz Yisrael, here are all the korbanos you need to bring in Eretz Yisrael, so we're going to repeat it, because we're putting all the communal sacrifices as once. In Parshas Vayikra and Tzav, those aren't communal sacrifices, these are generally individual sacrifices. Right? These are communal sacrifices. So we put all as one. Okay. So it's interesting.
There's the whole concept of something superseding something else. So here he's making clear that these new ones aren't superseding the old one, the Tamid.
Right. Now you're also bringing the Tamid, right? The Tamid to give everyone. It's interesting that there are many mitzvos. There are many mitzvos that relate to Eretz Yisrael. But yet, this is the first one that's mentioned. In other words, you know, there's Hashem saying, okay, we're conducting a census. Now we're going to enter Eretz Yisrael. And the first mitzvah I want to tell you about are the korbanos and the korban tabin. So the question is, okay, there's why is this the first mitzvah associated with the land? Right? Maybe it could have talked about truma, meiser. Why mention specifically now the korbanos? So the Netziv has a nice idea. So it's number. So one you could say is, these are the korbanos to be offered Eretz Yisrael. The Netziv, though, says something a little different. Look at the Hamik Davar. As Korban Ilachmi. So he says, what does it mean as Korban Ilachmi? What does that mean? What do you think that means?
My food.
My bread. Why is it my bread? Yeah? Korban Ilachmi, Elisha. Right?
It's pretty basic.
It's a basic, you know, so what are you saying? So there. You're saying it's a basic, so it's as if, like, you know, that's our sustenance, sort of like God's sustenance, I guess. I don't know. So he says, Shame Lechem. But what, you know what else? You know what else? What other word is like the word Lechem in Hebrew? Shame Shoresh. Lamed Chesmem. Milchama. Interesting, right? Lechem Milchama. What's the connection between Lechem and Milchama? So look what he writes. Shem lacha mashma pulat hachibur behit kashrut amitz umedubak. It's the action of joining together, strong and joining and clinging together. Koloshim midrash v'yikra rabba al pasuk v'yoshuv el hashev v'yirachavehu. That they said you should return to God and he will forgive him. Ka'adam shum malchim shnei nesirim madbikam. Like a person who, I don't know, glues together two boards and sticks them together. Uperusho, de teva yadua kishemachlikim nesarim. I guess when you smooth out boards, umadbikan, and you join them together, ad shiruach avir loyvo b'neim, and so that there can't be an airspace between them. As EF shall have freedom zemizeh b'shum ofen. Then you can't separate them at all. V'zeh chibur nikra malchim. So malchim is so connected together. U'mizeh pula ba shem lechem shemitkaber haguf yimai nevesh ofen chazah. Lechem joins, the bread joins the body with the soul in a very strong way. I mean, milchama is like, you know, people are waging war. They're like fighting together. That's like, it seems awesome kind of connection. It says, v'hinei kara HaKadosh Baruch Hu korbanot b'chlal lachmi. God calls the sacrifices, right, he calls it lachmi. Shehu mechaber kiviyochot HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. It's what joins God together with the Jewish people. V'chei nikra talmud lachmi. Luchu lachmi lachmu b'lachmi zeh talmud. He says also that Gemara, Torah study, or Talmud, is also considered lechem. Vein lecha mechaber makarev et Yisrael v'im shoshamayim kamo talmud korbanot. So Torah study and korbanos are a way to connect lachmi, this chibur. So this idea of there's a special power of the korban to connect God with the people. Okay, so again, why do we need this connection now? Maybe because they're about to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Well, what else is happening? What else is happening now? What else is happening now? What do we say is happening? They're going to Eretz Yisrael. What else is happening now? They divide up the land. So, okay, but why do you think they need this korban lachmi now to join with God? Why might they be a little nervous?
No longer getting man.
Okay, man. Okay. They're no longer going to get man, so they're not going to feel that connection. But what else are they missing that you might, like what?
Moshe.
Like Moshe is no longer there. So Moshe is no longer there. So what's Hashem telling them? So, okay, don't worry. You got a korban. Now, if you look here, the Abarbanel says, "Vayderesh Moshe, tzav es bnei Yisrael, ad v'viyom Hashem." It says, "Bnei shetziva kadosh baruch leMoshe al misaso." Once Hashem commanded Moshe about his death. Ra'ahu alav ha-shalom ba'otzeh mashkachasoh ha-dvarim she'itzchad shub b'sasoh me'achitzarod v'agriyat l'Yisrael. Moshe saw now that things are going to be missing to the Jewish people. V'tikin aleim asher ta'uvas misasoh b'toch abo. And Moshe sort of wanted to fix for them certain things that are going to be missing with his death. V'tziva rishon al karbono. So why is the first thing he commanded? Not just that they enter Israel, the first thing is the karbonos. Lefisha biyosa Moshe Rabbeinu chai haya bem tzeisan haruach hagvoi hadvuim nishba bekolus v'achonu b'edes al shlomei abudei Yisrael. So what happens? What happens when Moshe is there? So God's prophecy is so ever present. V'achre moso techdal hamatana ahi. And after Moshe's death, this gift is going to be missing. V'lo yeh hechazan nifratz. Prophecy won't be as profound, as pervasive. V'titztarech ha-nevuah l'achana k'fula v'chupela v'ma sh'aytza tzricha b'yamav. And they're going to need greater preparation for nevuah. Moshe can just speak to God whatever he wants. Now you need greater preparation. V'al zeh tziva v'karbonos ha-tamidim v'ha-musafim. So that's the advantage of the karbonos, the Talmid and the Musa. So it's interesting. The Barbanel says that this helps with the prophecy. Why did Adam and Noach and Avram bring these korbanos? Why did Bilam say to build seven mizbachot? Why? Because that's the way you can get prophecy. By in other words, right?
You're hardwired.
Yeah, in other words, a korban is for us to God, and nevuah is for God to us. So by bringing korbanos, somehow you prepare this divine channel to speak to you. That's what Rabbanos says. He said, "V'nei shal yitzmim mo'olim b'zeh toel atzum v'shar toelad gam kim timtza b'seder v'ata tetzaveh." And that's why he also finds it in Parshas Tetzaveh. Shamar Yisparach, that Hashem said, and so that's why it says, what did it say? He says that it's an Ola Tamid Is it a constant Ola for your generations? By Petach Ol Moed. It's going to be by the Ol Moed, Lifnei Hashem, before God, Asher Iva'ela Deberi Lech Hashem V'nati Shalom V'nei Israel. You're going to be this Korban Ola. It's going to be a place where why? Where I meet you, where I talk there to B'nei Israel. V'nei Moshe Rabbeinu B'chayev Hoyo B'chol Yom El Ol Moed. Moshe can go when he wants. Right, Yair, Baboker, Yasir Kodim, Shiasu Atminim Baofen Shiayu Nikravim Moadim. And then he would command the Kohanim to bring the Kohanim to Midim. Voyamala Olos, Lorida, Shefal, Kielamo. And they would bring the Ola to bring down God's divine presence on his people. Ulkach Hashach Yisparach. Shachar Moso, Akonim lo Yisrizim, Avodos Akarbanos. Beshar Yubachai Moshe. Moshe was nervous that after he died, they wouldn't bring the Karbanos so much. Vulakach Tziva Lamoshe, Shid Tzave, Es Yisrael Aleim. So if Hashem said that Moshe should command Bnei Israel. They need to bring the Karbanos, even after Moshe dies. Why? They have to bring the Machzis HaShekel for the Karban. And they should do the Karban Tavid in their times. Karoi, the proper time. So this is the remembrance of this. And the remembrance of this mitzvah, this place, lo yos mitzvah mechudeshes. It's not a new mitzvah. Ki kvar mitzvah b'seder tzaveh. It was already commanded in Parshat Tzaveh. But, right? But why now? Why now? Because Moshe's going to die, and we're nervous. We're nervous that they're not going to be the korban. And they need this korban to compensate for the lack of nevuah. So again, you can look at the placement of this command, either they're about to enter Eretz Yisrael, so we're mentioning all the korbanos now that they're going to bring in Eretz Yisrael. So we start with the korban tavon with all the other communal sacrifices. Number one. Number two, Moshe's about to die, and because Moshe's going to die, there's less nevuah. The need for the korbanos are greater to channel the spiritual energy, and so Moshe needs to encourage them. You got to do this day in, day out. And that way, that you're going to still have this divine, energy that's you're going to feel God's presence through the efforts of the korban. So those are two ways to look at it, right? Moshe's about to die; they're about to enter Israel. We need to mention the korban tavid. But maybe there's one other goal. What does Moshe ask for? Moshe asks for a leader. Why do they need a leader? Why do you need a leader? What's the role of the leader? What's the role of the leader? To keep control. To keep control of the people. Okay, so that was to manage the people, to govern the people. Why else? What role did Moshe play that they would need? To be an intermediary between them and God, right? Yeah. In other words, part of this is to lead them, but also to be an intermediary to help them connect to God. So, what might be God's message? So it's interesting. Look at Rashi. He says one line here. So Moshe says to God, I'm about to leave from the scene. You need to appoint the leaders. Okay, fine. I'll give you Yoshua. But then he says something else. The very next thing he says is the Korban Tamid. And this is the way Rashi understands this. Tzavis B'nei Israel. Ma emor lamala yifkod Hashem. What did Moshe say above? Let Hashem appoint. Omol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God says to Moshe, Ad she'ata mitzaveni al banai, tzaveyas b'nai alai. So, before you, I know you're commanding me what I should do to my children. I'm going to tell you, command my children about me. In other words, maybe it seems, according to Rashi, that this Korban Tamid was a response to Moshe's request for a leader. Right? Moshe says, they're going to be without me, they need a leader. And God's like, okay, I'll give you a leader, but not so fast. Korban Tamid is also important. What's the value of a Korban Tamid? How is it different than a leader? A leader, does Moshe brings the spirituality down to earth. What's the Korban Tamid?
People doing it themselves.
People doing it themselves. In other words, right, there's this transition from a life where Moshe's doing everything to us being active participants. And by the way, and if you think about the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, where there is a realization that we even need to go on a deeper, on a more participatory level, because the Korban Tumah is only the Kohanim are bringing it on behalf of everyone, and then now they're saying, okay, everyone needs to say tefillos every day, you know, at the same time the Korbanos being brought. So we need even more participatory. So in other words, Moshe is basically saying they need someone on top down, to bring spirituality, and God said, okay, I'll give you your leader, but leader's not going to do everything. It has to be bottom up as well.
Or maybe,
yeah, say.
Or maybe his point is that I'm the leader. You have to appoint, what we're appointing is an intermediary, but the real leader is
me, as God says, Hashem. Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Such an intermediary, I thought was really foreign to Torah. I thought it was more of a teacher or someone who's instructing, but you're not really, it's not like you're dabbling to that person.
Right.
You know, it's not an intermediary in that way.
Well, he's an intermediary. He's an intermediary in terms of a Navi, in terms of Navi and feeling God's presence. Right, it's not the same thing as correct. Moshe is the closest thing to an intermediary. He's called Ish Elokim, but I think the point might be is that again, that like what Rashi's saying, it's not simply that Moshe is dying, so we need a way to connect to God, but maybe fundamentally, life is going to be different. Like, desert life is not regular life, right? That regular life is that we have to be active participants in developing a close relationship to God. Moshe did everything for the Bnei Israel, but that's not the ideal. Moshe is saying, we need someone who's going to do this, and you can't live, maybe the message of God is, you can't live vicariously through the religious leader. And each individual must take responsibility for our own spirituality. So again, it starts with this desert life, Moshe taking care of everything, you know, man falls from the sky, water comes from a rock, and slowly but surely, it's not simply that we have to live a more natural existence, but it's more than that. Not only do we have to live a more natural existence, rely on God, but we actually have to take greater ownership of our own spirituality. And so this might be, you know, God's response to Moshe as well. Okay, so three approaches. So it's your Shabbos table, three approaches. Why is the Korban Tumah mentioned here? So two things are happening. Moshe's about to depart from the scene, and number two, they're about to enter the Eretz Yisrael. So it could be, and after all, it was mentioned also already in Parshas Tetzaveh. So answer number one, right? Answer number one is that the Rabban, that we're mentioning all the Korbanos that are about to be offered when they go to Eretz Yisrael. And like the Musaf is only in Eretz Yisrael, so we mentioned the Korban Tumah together with all the other sacrifices. Answer number two, Moshe's about to die. Abar Bidel is saying, you know, you have this word about the Netziva, the idea of Lechem. Real strong connection between God and Bnei Israel. And this is so important because Moshe's about to die and they need to have this strong connection. So the Korban allows this connection to take place. The Abar Bidel allows it's a conduit, it's a preparation for prophecy. And then the third approach is that Hashem is telling Moshe, there's going to be a fundamental difference. Yes, I'm going to appoint another leader, but you should know that life is going to change, and we have to be active participants in our own spirituality. And again, somewhat pronounced in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, and Chazal realized in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash it wasn't enough, and that's why they had us do tefillos, and had us, you know, take ownership of our own spirituality, which I think is very important for us today, that, you know, taking responsibility, again, not just for our physical needs, right? That's transition into Eretz Yisrael. You know, more, you know, don't just rely on the man, don't rely on what, you know, food from the sky, but also taking care of our spiritual needs. And this is the goal of the Korban Tumah.